is Countdown to Tip-Off with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley.
I love how, like, the musical choices on the show today by our guy Rick Camp have been eclectic.
Help you have a winning day. Boom, 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 boom.
It's like,
boom,
here's a remix from Mega Man 2. Now, here's what you'll hear in New York, New York at the Jazz Lounge tonight on the Vegas Strip.
Love it. And just to follow up, because we had Tim on there, we did get caffeinated. We did go to Starbucks and open. Nick ended up coming back to start the interview, so make sure I could make sure we got.
So our guys, Scott and Michelle Vera, doing a great job. I'm like, just take me. I knew.
Yeah.
Like, this was not going to go well.
It was down to the wire.
Yes, it was down to the wire. You made it back in time. I was ready to go.
Yep.
Just take me single, because Ken might not be back.
I would compare it to once Nick left to go back, like the opening scene of The Lion King. Like, all the animals just start, like, kind of wandering over, and they all go around a centralized location as Rafiki holds up the lion cub. This was, like, from various parts of, like, people who didn't sleep last night, people who got a good night's sleep, us, which was somewhere in between, people who were just, like, at the craps table, like, everyone, the circle of life, we were all merging on Starbucks to get our giant coffee feed for their coffee fix for the day.
Mazapena, da-da-dee-da-da-da.
I don't know what was better, that or the imitation you were doing in the commercial break, which I don't even know if we could bring on the air. It was phenomenal.
We'll do it during the week on You Better, You Bet.
Maybe.
For sure. Yeah. Vic Vitale was on, and it just turned into something that was, I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's...
Speaking of something pretty running funny, here's our betting record for the last 2 days.
I think it's the funniest thing that I'm going to say all month, and it wasn't on the air, which is unfortunate. Anyway, some thank yous to Dolap before we wrap up the show with our best bets for all of today's games. A big-time thank you to Scott and Michelle Vera, doing an amazing job as our on-site engineers, not just today, but all week this past week, BetMGM Sportsbook here at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks to our executive producer, Tyler Morales, Rick Camp and David Dykstra in the studio in Chicago, and our guy downtown, Mike Brown, our brand manager, Andrew Williams, our on-site, one of our Odyssey on-site engineer, our pal, Drew Stell, and the great Mitch Rosen, always kind of lording over all of us here on the BetQL Network.
Absolutely.
And I say that in the best way possible. It sounded bad. I didn't mean it to be bad.
Mitch Rosen, lording over us,
The great Mitch Rosen. Okay. Best bets coming up in moments, but we got to pay the bills. We got to tell you about our show sponsor. And in order to do that, we first need our pal, Rick Camp, television superstar Rick Camp, by the way, to kindly drop the dope ass beat. Have I mentioned that Rick Camp is a television superstar now, by the way?
I think he's up for some Emmys already.
NBC Sports Chicago.
Yeah.
We're not going to have Rick on the show for that much longer at this rate, honestly. And he looks good in a suit.
Welcome to the Today Show. I'm Savannah Guthrie, and I'm Rick Camp.
Love it. Yeah,
here are my player props for tonight.
It's going to be Rick Camp and Michael Strahan. It's going to be awesome. Our show sponsor is BetMGM. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, we've made lots of them. By the way, with our betting record, like, there's going to be a new casino the next time people
MGM,
come to Vegas.
MGM Grander. That's what they're going to call it.
Yeah. It's going to be good. The Nick Costos Ken Barkley wing, sponsored by Drake. And I'm not talking the rapper. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for things like free bets and risk-free tokens, or converted to MGM rewards points that can be used towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms. At over 20 MGM resorts, download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. Also, download the BetQL app and visit BetQL.com for all the tools you need to take down the sportsbooks, experts, algorithms, and five-star plays. 2 5-star plays today in college hoops from BetQL, Tennessee +3.5 against Duke, and the under in Houston and Auburn, 132, BetQL.com, and the BetQL app. All right, let's roll through the games in chronological order. Game number one. San Diego State, issue number one. San Diego State, a 5.5-point favorite against Furman. 137.5, Ken Barkley.
Pat Buchanan. Well, I like Furman plus the point. Wrong! The first game here, San Diego State, Furman, and this Missouri-Princeton game later. Anybody who's in survivor pools for NCAA, we're just staring at both of these games going, I have to pick one of these teams to win, to advance, so that I can continue participating in this pool. Which one do I pick? And I guarantee we're all thinking the same thing. I'm going to pick one. They're going to lose, and the other one's going to win. And I don't know which one it's going to be in terms of the point spread for the game.
Well, we'll see who the bigger mush is, because I think we'll be on opposite sides of it.
I ended up picking San Diego State, but, like, reluctantly. I think basically flip a coin in terms of the 2 6.5-point favorites. It's like teams that you'll never want to pick again in the NCAA tournament for sure, based on their next opponent. Anyway, in terms of the betting marker for this game, look, like, San Diego State needs to be a favorite, but this is kind of my issue with how they were favored against Charleston. It's not that I thought Charleston was going to win. It's just Mountain West, heavily defensive-oriented, talented team that has trouble scoring and goes through droughts sometimes, that's going to allow a team to play like a 1-2 possession game against you a lot of the time, even a game that you dominate statistically. And Charleston was obviously in that game. We don't need to rehash what happened at the end. San Diego State covers two free throws with, you know, 0.4 or whatever on the clock. But like, Charleston's in that game. Charleston was, you know, kind of live to win that game. Could actually see this playing out the same way, maybe not with the end of game free throws, but with San Diego State kind of like 1-2 possessions. It's kind of how they like to play, honestly. It just feels like a little bit too much in terms of the spread. So I think San Diego State's very likely to win, maybe just a little bit too big of a spread. So probably small bet for me on Furman in the game. Wait as long as possible. Try to get like 6.5.
Furman, known for two things: planting evidence, cash and tickets. Give me Furman plus the 5.5 against San Diego State. Ken, game of the day, probably Duke, a 3.5-point favorite against Tennessee, total 128.5.
I know, like, KenPom and the projection services, like any of the websites that you go to that have really good analytics stuff on them, obviously make this game much closer. But what's reflected in this betting market is that Duke has just been on fire for 6 weeks, basically. I will say this, and I know it burned me with Oral Roberts, and I'm not betting Tennessee in this game. I don't have a bet on this game right now. I know a lot of people have showed up to bet Tennessee. Like, how can it be 3.5? Teams like Duke, and it's not that they always lose in the first round or they always lose early, but for the most part, tend to make very early exits in the NCAA tournament. Teams that come in on a roll and get a lot of respect in the betting market, that doesn't tend to go well. It went great for them against Oral Roberts. Just, I guess I would say, don't be surprised today if Tennessee was like the very contrarian kind of money line upset pick. So we'll see. No bet for me on the game right now. I guess if it got to like 4.5, I'd probably have to bet Tennessee at that point.
I agree with you on betting the side of the game, the spread of the game. I'll have Duke money line with some stuff, maybe even the game that we'll talk about coming up next. I just, Tennessee to win the game with like Rick Barnes like asleep at the wheel. I don't know if
against
I can get
handsome
there.
John Shire. Too,
I'll tell you what, man, he's a good looking guy, John Shire. John Shire got it going on.
Yeah, not a hobbit.
Yeah. So Duke money line for me, wrapped up in a couple other things. Maybe, Ken, including the next game where Kansas is starting to get bet a little bit. This is a juice 3.5 against Arkansas, 142.5 the total.
This was a bet that I did put in yesterday. We talked about it on the show. I do like Kansas in the game. I bet 3.5. I understand Arkansas's upside. I understand their talent. All they did in the first round was beat like one of the most poorly coached, stupid teams I've ever seen in Illinois. A game with about 500 turnovers in it. I don't think you get any credit for that win. And then lost three games in a row to end the regular season. Didn't play particularly well in the SEC tournament. Like, what's the part where this team's supposed to, we just keep expecting them to be awesome, and they're just not. They're probably just not, and they make a ton of mistakes, and Kansas doesn't. So I think the spread's a little bit too small. I do like Kansas in the game.
Must Bus gets derailed today. I like Kansas as well, laying it with Kansas, and also the 1992 NCAA National Championship Game Memorial Moneyline Parlay, Duke and Kansas. Not the 94 with Duke and Arkansas, 92 with Duke and Kansas. You better you bet with Nick and Ken. Countdown to tip-off. BetQL Network live from Las Vegas, Nevada. BetMGM Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay. I am caffeinated, man. Wrapping the show up with our best bets for today. Ken, let's go to Missouri and Princeton.
That'll bring us down off the high real fast.
Mizzou, a 6.5-point favorite, 147.5. Mizzou, my survivor pick for tonight.
I will have a bet on Princeton in this game. I'm going to be against both of these like 6.5-point weird favorites, these teams that just aren't particularly good and are getting a lot of credit in these tournament markets because of how much better they're being rated all season. I think Princeton's really alive to win. Missouri, something that got lost. Obviously, they beat Utah State in the first round, a Mountain West team. So right away, you're like, I don't know. Utah State was one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country and made basically no threes the entire game, which is kind of a luck-driven thing. That won't be Princeton in this game, who executes a really good offense. Missouri, one of the worst defensive teams in the entire NCAA tournament field. But just because Utah State couldn't make threes against them doesn't mean that's not true. So I think that's going to allow Princeton to stay in the game maybe a little bit more than the market expects.
I will have no bet on the side of this game. I'm rooting for Missouri to win. Houston, a 5.5-point favorite against Auburn. Sasser and Shedd both say they're going to play. I'm sure they will. We'll see how long they play for. Total 132.5.
Philosophy we talked about yesterday was like, when they're out there warming up and then they're announced in the starting lineup, do you get a bump in terms of Houston starts to get bet a little bit more, maybe out to like 6 or 6.5? And then at that point, do you come back in and play Auburn, who I do like a little bit in this game? Have not bet the game yet. Not sure I'm going to bet the game because the market hasn't really, we thought the market might move on the Shedd and Sasser news that they were like definitely going to play because the numbers seem short. They haven't yet. And if this is kind of what it's going to be, then I don't really think I'm going to have a bet on the game. Obviously, Auburn live to win will have a tremendous home crowd.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to be a live betting game for me. And maybe it's on Auburn, depending on like the crowd and the energy. And if like Sasser and Shedd don't look good early with Houston and Auburn, the game that both of us will have money on, Ken, that is Texas and Penn State. Longhorns 5.5-point favorites against Jalen Pickett and the Nittany Lions. Total 138.5.
Yeah, another point spread where it's like, look, Texas is very likely to win, and they're more likely to win, than Penn State is, obviously. So it's it's not that the number is like necessarily wrong. Just Penn State has played so well the final basically like month and a half of the season. And it almost feels like some teams play well and it's like, well, they're making a lot of threes, or maybe they're a little bit healthier, or there are some things that are more luck driven. With Penn State, it seems like everyone finally figured out this offense that they want to execute, and they perfected it basically. And nobody's had any answers for it. Texas A&M had all week to prepare for this and botched it as much as anyone's botched anything. And Buzz Williams is a good coach. Now Texas is showing up with an interim coach with basically no time to prep for this, and it's going to go well. Like, that's what's going to happen in the game. Also, I know Texas blew out Colgate. That was such an outlier three-point shooting game, basically 60% from three for Texas in the game. They're not nearly that good at the offensive end. I think they make fewer shots just on average, and I think that allows Penn State to keep it close.
Love Penn State in the game. The best Penn State athletic coach at Penn State ain't James Franklin. It's Micah Shrewsbury. He's
by a lot.
By a lot.
Yeah.
Penn State's coach is awesome. I'll be like Penn State plus the 5.5. Tim Doyle's a Northwestern grad. If the spread were 2.5, UCLA would get bet up to 7.5.
Yeah.
UCLA,
I wouldn't be here right now. I'd still be pushing the kiosk buttons.
UCLA 7.5 against Northwestern, 126.5.
I think the number seems right, and I pray it is right, because I need UCLA to win this game a lot. I have futures on them every which way. If they lost, it would be pretty tough one, but I think this is the right number in the game. Yeah. I do like UCLA a little bit at the number. Might have a small bet on them, but I'm in on them for so much.
I like UCLA a lot in this game. I'll end up laying the Bruins here. Bruins minus 7.5 against Northwestern. Looks like that's going to go to 8. Final game here, Ken, for today. Alabama laying 8.5 against Maryland, 143.5. Nate Oates says that Brandon Miller will play tonight.
Yeah, just kind of interesting angle here. Does this present as a live betting game? Is this like, how does Miller look? And now, to be fair, like, we're watching the 116. I don't think at any point, well, we were on the air when it was on. I don't think at any point I'm like, oh, like, got to bet Corpus Christi. Brandon Miller doesn't look good. Now I wasn't as locked into the box score. Maybe it's a live betting game. How does Brandon, the step up in competition with Maryland versus Corpus Christi is astronomical. Probably have to see how he looks. Obviously, if he's not 100%, Maryland's way alive to win. The number's probably too big, but we don't really know that. And if Brandon Miller's okay, he's the best player in the entire NCAA tournament. So kind of feel like it could go one way or the other. The spread's right if he's okay. Maybe feels more like a live betting game, honestly, right now.
Yeah, no bet for me pregame. Ken, do you have a bet you want to give out for Sunday? Your one favorite bet right now for Sunday's action?
I mean, I like a lot. I like Indiana over. Basically, I'm fading all of the paper tiger bad defense teams again. So that's going to be Indiana over Miami. I might end up betting Pitt against Xavier because I dislike Xavier so much. Creighton against Baylor. And then I'm definitely missing, who's Gonzaga play? TCU to upset Gonzaga. So play it. Basically, I have teams I play against. All four advanced. We're going to play against them again.
And I'll be on Marquette against Michigan State for sure coming up tomorrow. Ken, a great week of shows here from BetMGM Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay. My friend, really enjoyed it.
Vegas is starting to wake up and starting to get ready for some basketball, and so are we. And looking forward to the next couple days here.
Absolutely love it. Thanks to our crew again. Thanks to all our listeners and viewers. We sincerely appreciate it. On behalf of Ken Barkley and everyone here at the BetQL Network, I am Nick Costos wishing you, dear listener and dear viewer, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's get it. Second round of the NCAA tournament.